Hello there. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and here is your weekly insurance news wrap for Thursday, December 18th, 2025. This week, significant events unfolded within our insurance industry, reinforcing the importance of careful financial planning, policy review, and vigilance amid a changing landscape. First off, in efforts to balance the housing market risks, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, announced a new policy on December 13th. Starting from February 2026, there will be a cap on high debt to income, known as DTI, home loans at 20% of new lending. This cap applies to both owner-occupiers and investors borrowing new housing projects and echoes strategies in place in New Zealand and Canada. The Australian Banking Association has backed this policy, underlining the necessity for adjusted financial planning in light of these changes. Meanwhile, on the acquisitions front, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, has halted Insurance Australia Group's attempt to purchase RXC Insurance Pty Limited. This decisive action, announced on December 11th, comes over potential concerns of a less competitive insurance sector in Western Australia. This move by the ACCC emphasizes its commitment to a robust marketplace, ensuring a variety of cost-effective insurance options for consumers, including truck operators and businesses. Unpredictable weather events continue to underscore the importance of sound insurance coverage. We saw this clearly when Suncorp reached its maximum reinsurance retention of $350 million. Following severe supercell thunderstorms in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. With over 10,000 claims reported, affecting homes and vehicles alike, it is a strong reminder to ensure adequate and comprehensive coverage against natural disasters. Lastly, there's the critical issue of road safety. The National Truck Accident Research Center's recent report identifies inattention, distraction, and inappropriate speed as primary culprits in major truck crashes around the country. This points to the pressing need for comprehensive driver training programs, sustained vehicle maintenance, and the use of advanced driver assistance systems, or ADAS. Let us all strive to foster a safety culture, invest in technology, and stick to best practices in an effort to protect all road users. That's it for this week's Insurance News Wrap. For more information on personal or business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay tuned for a fresh round of updates next week. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bidding you a safe and secure week ahead.